Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
So, I got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is Fred Bottomer with a look at the week in religion. At least 121 people were killed in a stampede at a religious ritual in India. CBS's Vicky Barker reports from the Foreign Desk in London.
Survivors described scenes of panic and terror as more than 250,000 people crowded into an area designed to hold 80,000. In the crush, people fell on top of each other and slipped down a slope made wet and slippery from falling rain. Most of the dead were women and children. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
Two Cincinnati-area Jewish cemeteries were the target of vandals who damaged nearly 200 gravestones.
The Jewish cemeteries of Greater Cincinnati oversees the Tifereth Israel Cemetery and Beth Hamidrash Hagadol Cemetery in Covedale. JCGC's executive director.
Your initial reaction is just sick to your stomach.
Susskind believes multiple people did this because of how heavy the headstones are. She also says the site could have been targeted because of their faith.
You never know for sure, but since October 7th, you have to look at everything like that. This is an awful lot of work for just somebody wanting to do something mischievous.
CBS News correspondent Jim Krasula reports on a haunting finding in Europe.
Renovators at Poland's Auschwitz-Birkenau State Museum have uncovered 35 well-preserved handmade chess pieces. They were set in the prison's first floor to avoid detection from the brutal Nazi guards who patrolled the cells. Given that Auschwitz guards would routinely beat, torture, and execute prisoners for trivial matters, it stands to reason that any prisoner caught with the chess pieces would face horrific consequences. The concentration camp was established in April of 1940. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
A teenager nicknamed God's Influencer is set to become the first millennial saint.
The Vatican News says the Pope has approved canonization for 15-year-old Carlo Acutis, a kid who loved video games and computers before he died from leukemia in 2006. He's credited with two miracles. His first, healing a young Brazilian boy from a rare congenital disease. The second, praying for the life of a young woman from Costa Rica, badly injured when she fell off her bicycle. Acutis' body lies on display in an open tomb in Assisi, Italy, in his favorite outfit, jeans and black Nike sneakers. He's expected to be officially announced as a saint during the Pope's Jubilee next year. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
This past week, a rather unusual escape.
Gregory Dale Stewart may have been so moved by the spirit, he decided to make a move. The West Virginia prison inmate is on the run after being allowed out of the Parkersburg Correctional Center to attend church back on Sunday. He hasn't been seen since. Authorities say he allegedly took off his GPS ankle monitor and took off.
And a church has just celebrated its 35th year of feeding hundreds of people on the 4th of July.
Victory Church in Metairie, Louisiana calls it Feed the Multitudes. Pastor Frank Bailey says the church began the tradition when it was in trouble, and it turned his church around.
It's 1990. We just finished building our building that's behind us here, and didn't look like we were going to be able to make it. And I just felt strongly impressed to find people hurting worse than us, reach out to them.
Pastor Bailey says no one leaves the event hungry.
We have thousands of pieces of barbecue chicken, thousands of servings of jambalaya, red beans and rice, snowballs, hot dogs.
People were also able to get their hair and nails done, free, like the food. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
And that's a look at the week in religion. I'm Fred Bottomer.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
You didn't do this, did you, boss?
Mind your business, Billy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.